trade union in the country keeps on its Deputy General Secretary of Unison.
If the American and the British governments wanted to create a safer world, they wouldn't be dropping bombs on Baghdad. If they wanted to prevent war, they could have given the inspectors more time. If they actually cared about the Iraqi people, they wouldn't have sold Saddam Hussein his weapons in the first place.
True.
If they wanted to create peace in the Middle East, they will stop selling arms to Ariel Sharon. They will give justice to the Palestinian people. They will create an independent state of Palestine. None of us condone Saddam Hussein and his disregard for his own people. But the people of Iraq may want to be liberated from him, so they don't want us to massacre him. Massacre them. Our Prime Minister said he didn't want future generations to say they knew the threat of Hussein, but they did nothing. And I'm pleased that so many of us here today demonstrated because we care. I'm particularly pleased that so many public service workers and members of my union Unison are here. We don't want future generations to say they could have stopped this madness, but they did nothing. They could have stopped the slaughter of innocent men, women and children, but they did nothing. They could have produced peace, but they did nothing. They could have reduced international terrorism, but they did nothing but increase it. Doing nothing is not an option for us. This war is unjustified. It's immoral. We do not support it. The British people do not support it. We have to maintain our demonstrations. We have to continue to protest to show that Britain does not support this world. We do not want this war in our name. Not in our name at all. The message today is stop the war, bring the troops home.